Yes, our final conversation is about the Nigerian police yet again. Now, in the news, was in our news a few days ago. And the story goes that a young man complained that whilst he was on his way to work, he was accosted by members of the police here in Port Harcourt. And they harassed him, you know. I remember last year, the news got to the federal level, to the national level, of some members of the Nigerian police force who were harassing students at the Alakaya axis of University of Port Harcourt. People said, made mention of the schemes they use, or rather the methods they use, and how it's being copied. In fact, it was like a copy and paste across the federation. So, my question is this. What is the best way to respond when a police harasses you? What is the best way? And it's interesting that just before we came on, there was a conversation of Mike in the meeting concerning the same issue. I'm going to say something, but Carl is joining me this morning. I'd like for him to repeat his train of thought concerning the way some members of the police force tend to react when it's time for arrest. Carl, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning to you, Jude. And of course, good morning, Port Harcourt, wherever you're listening from. We nice of you to join us. We're indeed having a meeting. We're having our regular editorial meeting, and we're talking concerning conduct of the police and security agencies. When they come for arrest, sometimes they tend to manhandle the suspect, the individual.
Some say violate their human rights.
Yeah, violate the rights. Yes, violate the rights of those people and also destroy property. Have you watched Nigerian movies? Mm. Whenever you see a scene where there's a policeman arresting someone, it's a typical playback of what happens in real society. Hello, are you Kalu Akwe? Yes, I am. The next thing, they will sweep you off. I don't know why. You must get to the ground. Sometimes they kick you, sweep you off your feet. You know, then
slaps.
Yes. A slap first, then maybe they'll try to park you, like we say, local parlance. They'll sweep you off your feet there and maybe perhaps some beatings. Is that part of the modus operandi? Is that part of the standard operating procedure? No, it's not. But seemingly, it has become part of what they do. And some of them, even if they have a warrant to search, I've always wondered why anytime you seemingly give the police even a search warrant, why they leave things damaged. They said search. Did they say destroy?
Destroy, yeah. They throw pictures across, TV sets.
As you know, someone's
broken doors
intentionally.
Yeah, they force doors open and things like that. But you know, they would argue if you're conducting a search, particularly if you're conducting a search, sometimes people want to
creative and perhaps they could hide things
somewhere. And because of time, because of the urgency, you don't have the luxury of nitpicking, opening. But I agree, you don't have the time. You have to, as we go through. I've seen police officers going through the ceiling.
That's understandable.
But why then do you have to force the door open? Why then do you have to try to get to the kitchen? There's a dining table. It's not like the dining table is under arrest.
Or it's blocking your way.
Yeah, you kick the dining table. You break doors. You break chairs.
So it's something that is done, and usually they do. So coming back, we're having that conversation, during our meeting, and we're going to look at getting the police, seeing perhaps also if we could get the new police public relations officer to also come and talk about police conduct, because there's close to little or nothing we can do about it. One of the suggestions given by our colleague downstairs was that, the way to avoid getting harassed or perhaps avoid getting beaten is to play the mumu. That's just pretend, hey, you.
Cow down.
Hey, are you Carl? If you say you're Carl, yes, I'm Carl. Just follow them. Do not ask, what is the problem, officer? Do not ask. Because if you ask, perhaps some slaps will follow that. And perhaps, you'll be parked from the floor and all. But unfortunately, that shouldn't be.
But unfortunately, there are some individuals who don't ask, and they still get harassed. Now, back to the question. How do you respond when the police harasses you? I got to interview someone about a year or two ago who was harassed at Mercyland. They took his phone. They put his girlfriend in the car, asked him to go around, got to the PS point, yes, and withdrew money, forced him to withdraw about 50,000. All they had, in fact, I think that money, if I remember, that was part of their rent. All they had on them was enough money to go and buy food. They were just going out to buy food. Him and the girlfriend, they were, you know, taken to the van and they were locked and they were zoomed. And in fact, that day, I saw the van that day moving. I didn't know that was what was going on.
What happened?
Yeah, I didn't know that it was someone that, you know, would come and meet me and say, please, are you this person? I want to talk to you. I didn't know. So when you get harassed, what do you do? Port Harcourt. And if by chance you are listening and you are a police officer whose specialty it is to knock at people's doors and carry out some emergency stop and searches and do things like that, what would you want the citizens to do when you stop them? When you say, hey, stop, let's check your boots. What would you want? What's the ideal situation? Because we are all in this together, the police and citizens alike. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and then the female caller line, 0817-923-0009. Do well. Turn down the volume of your radio set. Go on social media at Nigeria Info PH, Twitter and Facebook. When you do get harassed, how do you respond? Manchuman 3, hello Port Harcourt, good morning.
Hello Jude.
Good morning, yes, to you.
The other day, I think I had the opportunity to talk to one of, I think it should be, Dio, okay, in one of his shows. I said, do you know what you could do for us, apart from calling the new PRO? Somebody from the police force will have to come and explain to us, give us an idea of what goes on in Nigeria Police College. I know they have a police college. I know one in Oji in Enugu. I don't know anyone in South.
Apply one in Ikeja. Yes, in Lagos. Yes.
We need to have an understanding of this people's thought process. We need to have an understanding of how these guys are trained. You know, before you become a medical doctor, you go to you do house manship and all that. Before you become a lawyer, even after 4 years, you go to law school and all that. So the people who are meant to protect lives, people whose citizens' lives are under their care, we should have an idea of their training, what it looks like. Because it messes you up when you have an encounter with a policeman.
Hmm.
Maybe one in 50.
How do you respond?
How do you respond? If you think you've been harassed, how do you respond?
Bro, I am telling you this because there is almost no template. There is nothing to, there's no way to. How do you respond to somebody who is high on drugs? How do you? Tell me.
That's a big one, Carl.
Said no template.
There's no template. How do you respond?
You just have to wing it the way you see it because you don't know what to expect. It could be different in every situation.
I have been arrested before on my way to Benin. Stopped by the police. This guy is not yours. I was much younger then. Didn't have beards. I was struggling to get my beards growing. They did not. The spirits that they told us did not help my cause back then. And so I was handcuffed to the van. And they searched the vehicle with my younger brother. Yada, yada, yada. Eventually, we were let go. And then on my way back, some months later, I was handcuffed. In fact, every single time I've been in the back of a van of the police, it was because of my face. I was harassed. And I remember then I was a very boisterous, very stubborn. I kept on shouting. Some said it was my shout that helped me. But others have claimed that when you shout,
it will lead them to showing you they are in charge.
Yes.
And perhaps they will do something more to violate your rights. Because sometimes they ask, yes, are you Jude? Yes, I'm Jude. What's the problem, officer? You receive a slap for that. But like the last caller said, no templates. I should be able to ask, what's the problem, officers? Then they tell me, you're wanted for so. Okay, officer, let's go to the police station. So we got to sort it out. You know, I will follow you. But sometimes asking questions seem to trigger something, more towards you. So you do not know what to do. And it seems it's, should I say, etched sometimes in their brain. You see some of them, they are gentlemanly. I used to say, so please, you're wanted in the question,
Often than not, we've had people who make that comment, Carl, and more often than not, those people who are, in quote, more gentlemanly, are in the police headquarters. They are not on the streets. You rarely find them
those
on the streets.
Those ones on the streets. You see, those are, because they are different people. Well, I don't know. They say for the rank and file, I do not know. It all comes down to the training, too.
9.3, hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
I have had my experience with police before. I just came across your topic right now. And you are asking if there is a response. There is no response. Whatever you get from police, you take.
How do you respond yourself? How should you respond if they hold you and say, hey, give me, what do you do?
It was okay, that day, myself and my brothers were coming back from Eleme. A car crashed our car and broke our side mirror and left. So we take the man to Eleko here. There's this police station there. The man parked. So we were explaining ourselves. While explaining ourselves, the officer went out to the man. The man tipped the officer. So this officer now came. And I was like, no, officer, please hear from us. He pushed me directly to his headlamp. And his headlamp was bad already. The headlamp fell on the ground. And this other man that has the car, the other officer that has the car, came and gave me this dirty slap.
It's amazing how the slaps are always
like,
dirty.
He slapped me. I was like, what did I do? He said, why would I hit his headlamp? Of all places to fall from his headlamp. I said, how will I control myself?
I was pushed.
They cuffed me.
Wow.
We have to pay more than 30,000 naira before we left.
Wow.
There.
So you pay.
The story was no longer, they broke my outside mirror. The story is now, I broke his head now.
Carl.
Well, like I said, it's the situation, whatever presents itself to you, you've got to think on your feet. You also have to pray for some level of luck because you never know what you will expect. But what I will say sometimes, see, I cannot give you, like someone said, I cannot give you a template. Some told you that perhaps the way you screamed and shouted when you were arrested then, that's why they eventually let you go. Well, some will tell you that the way you reacted to them, that's the reason why they even handcuffed you. Mm. That maybe perhaps if you're gentlemanly enough, they will not have even bothered to, you know, handcuff you.
Yeah.
See, I don't know what will work best for everyone, but sometimes, most times, I always like to ask questions. Gentlemen, what's the problem? I always add that word, gentlemen. I put that anytime I'm talking to the police. Gentlemen, what's the problem? So if I expect them to react and tell me,
okay,
my friend, you are, this is. I expect them to do so. And in most cases, yes, they do respond. So when they say what has happened, it's either, yes, quietly, if it's perhaps in the vehicle, please come down, we want to search your vehicle. See what you do. As you come down, please wind up your windows. If they were open in the first place, close your door. If they want to set your boot, then open your boot, then go. So that not while you are opening the boot, someone throws something inside. You open the boot, they check. After they check, where are your papers? You show your papers. But here's another problem for Nigerians. Do you know why I'm mostly bold most times to ask the questions I do of the police? I have my documents. I have my papers. So you see, I'm not in a situation where I might not need to beg them. So, first of all, make sure you have everything in order, everything intact. Then you can ask questions. Don't scream. Just ask them. How can we help you, gentlemen?
0809-030-6416. That's where you find us on WhatsApp. Let's read your messages and get your thoughts. How do you respond when you are harassed by the police? Mike 3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Yeah, hi, Jim. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
Mufasa on the line.
Good morning, Mufasa.
Good morning, Mufasa.
Well, you see, of course, we'll keep talking for development. As far as I'm concerned, this is an unending issue. Okay? Ordinarily, people should be happy when they see the police. But I'm telling you for free, Jude, that people are even more scared of the police than the bad boys. Sadly so. Now, in response to your question, if you were stopped by the police, how do you respond, especially when they want to, you know, become high-handed through shouldn't I tell you? You have to cooperate.
You have to cooperate.
Of course. There are certain hours of the day that you see the police officer fearing you, even will make you want to even part with, you know, some things, you know, maybe a cash or something. Because
when you say cooperate, you're saying you have to give them something?
You have to, in fact, anything that they request for, especially what they are not supposed to request for, you have to go out of your way, you know, to give it to them. Imagine after the news item on your station where somebody was harassed by the police, even after the person has told the police officer
he was
that
going to work. Yeah.
He works with a well-structured organization. And now there is a law that police officers are not even supposed to go through your phone. So now what form of orientation, what kind of orientation do these ones, especially those ones on the road, because like you rightly said, you, those ones in the offices, in the force headquarters, have met some very nice police officers, Jude. But I don't know the amount of frustration. Something has to be done to that regard, because what is the official standard of operation of the police officer on the road? Because these are the everyday police officers you see on the road. Their attitude is something else, Jude. But quickly, I think the best way to respond is to cooperate with them.
Just cooperate.
It is just a word of advice. Just cooperate with them, or else I can't even predict what
cooperate with them, we'll always continuously cooperate with them. And that's where the problem is.
All right, so we have to cooperate with the log. We have to go on a commercial break. And when we come back, we're getting more of your thoughts. 92.3 Nigeria Info. Hello, Port Harcourt returns.
Hello, Port Hackett. Say hello to the buzz, the vibes, the peculiarities and regularities of a contemporary city.
Hello, Port Hackett. Let's talk about this modern metropolis sprawling from the city to the exurbs, the suburbs, township, community and your locality.
Let's talk about happenings in your neighborhood, standards at your workplace, social amenities and issues of great concern to you on Hello, Port Hackett. Every weekday from 9 a.m. to midday on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
So you've just been apprehended by the police, or maybe it was a stop and search, and then words were exchanged, tempers have been frayed. Now it's a question of what will happen. Usually it's just that 5 seconds, according to psychologists, it's a 5 second delay between what you do right and what you do wrong. In Nigeria, what you do right or wrong apparently doesn't have a template. How do you respond when a member of the Nigerian police force stops you, accosts you, and maybe infringe upon, we like to use this word, your fundamental human rights? Welcome to Hello Port Harcourt. And then the female caller line is 0817-923-0009. Then switch us up on WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. Carl's joining me in the studio. Good morning, Carl.
Yep, Jude, good morning. Let me just quickly talk about frustration. Someone, one of the last callers talked about, he doesn't know what the frustration is concerning those perhaps on the roads, the rank and file there. Once I was stopped traveling from Benin to Port Harcourt, I'd stopped at Patani. As the policeman stopped me, I rolled down my window and I asked, "What's the problem, constable?" Because I took note. I know constable, corporal, you know, the sergeant. So I said, "What's the problem, constable?" And that's why I saw frustration. The man became like a child. So if I'm a constable, so what? That he says, you know, tears were now welling up. So if I'm a constable, so what? Eh? Is it a crime for somebody to be a constable? He started, you know, I was taken aback. One of the others, a sergeant, quickly came by and said, "What's happening? What's happening? What's happening?" So, first you call me constable. What's it happen? So, I was not looking at the sergeant. Now I was smiling. Then he now said, "Oga, beg no verse." That's what the sergeant told him. "Oga, beg no verse. Go." He said, "Boy, you calm down, calm down." So it seems perhaps he had been oppressed because of his rank, you know, something like that. Because all I just asked was a simple question. So sometimes it's that frustration, maybe being oppressed by the others, those superior to them. Sometimes they now pour it or pass it on to others.
On to the civilians. Back in 2018, I got arrested in Kano because they thought they saw me carrying someone on the back seat, even though it was banned. You need to see the fight. I agreed. They seized my bike. They tried to force me into the van. I fought back. One officer slapped me and I told him, "If you like, kill me here. I will not enter that van." People gathered and pleaded. I was innocent and he gave me guts. At the end, a man in an SUV alighted from his car, took the main officer aside and turned back and gave me a sign to enter the van, which I did. When they were done, they let me go, and this time, right in front of all of them, I carried one guy whom I knew back home. Everybody burst into laughter. Desmond. Interesting. 93. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, dude.
Good morning.
Yes, I think one of the problems why the Nigerian police are behaving the way they are behaving is because from onset, from the colonial time, they've been trained, you know, to be aggressive. They make us believe that we are not, you know, human beings to be treated gently. That is what they handed over to them, to intimidate, you know, the people, the Nigerians. It has been like that. Believe me honestly, go back. It has always been like that. The colonial master did not hand over police or the army to treat their brothers as human beings. You know, they were robbing us. They were taking from our land. You understand? And when we were asking for independence, that bitterness, we were handed over to somebody who will continue, you understand, in what they did. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the same thing, they were intimidating, threatening, taking away what belongs to the people by force, stepping on our rights. They never believe that we have something like human rights.
Mm.
So they have to go back to the basics at the police college and begin to make them understand that the police is supposed to be the friend of the people. Go to their school. You see what they teach them as police. They don't teach them that you should treat the civilian or the ordinary man on the street humanly. It's not in their culture. You understand? That bitterness, that's what they've been passed over to them.
So, let me ask you that. Hello, sir.
Iron hand.
So if
and that
you,
is what is happening.
If you're accosted by a police officer, how do you respond?
Well, actually, the truth is that when you show them that you are enlightened, they seem to treat you, you understand, in a different way. But when they know that you are novice, you don't know your rights at all, sorry for you. Especially when you see at them, you understand? Be polite to them, but on your right.
So first of all, you need to be right.
Sound educated, sound very educated and polished. And know your rights and stand on your rights, they'll give you your way.
Hello, Port Harcourt. 93. Good morning, please.
Mr. Zion, good morning to you.
Good morning.
There is no written formula. Funny country. Very funny country. In America, a coup given. If the police pull you over as you are stepping out of your vehicle, raise your hands up. That is a code and other codes. But here in Nigeria, do we have a code? No. We have what we call the Police Service Commission, an agency enacted by law to supervise the welfare, interest, benefit, actions, mentioning about the Nigerian police. Ever since Nigerians are complaining about police, have you heard any voice from that commission?
Well, they have on several platforms. I have to say this, on several platforms, even on Twitter last year and the year before, you know, there were platforms where they would come to sensitize the public. This is what should be done. We've had DPOs and PROs from various sectors in the country say, oh, this is what we are meant to do. This is not what we're meant to do. So the police authority or the hierarchy are speaking out. They are trying, as it would seem,
to sensitize people. Police Service Commission specifically have a duty. None of them. Right from when Michael Kiro became the head of that service down towards Ibadogun and the rest of them, none of them have interpreted the action of police in response to the citizens.
Okay, so for you, when you are stopped, how do you respond?
Like, being taught, because I grew up in the barracks, when they stop you, they have the name tag with a smile. Shout the name. I didn't say scream the name. Shout that name on the tag. Automatically, there is this psychology that will come into his consciousness.
They know me.
This person know me, or he like me, or you know, there is this aura you have already sent to him, you projected to him, and also you now respond, my guy, Alpha, with a smile. Of course, interactions will start. Like I see your paper. Now, that demonized influence you have been meeting.
So, we should all smile.
No, take note of the name tag. So, for me, normally, if I spot it quickly, I just see maybe it's John Paul on the name tag. Corporal John Paul, good morning. How can I help you? So, I mention the name. So, first of all, you know, there's that thing of authority that this person is called, my rank is called, my name. He knows me. I have to behave. It's some, so like Sion said, it does come to play. I try to take note of the name tag. It's just when I can't. The first thing I try to take a look at is not the name tag. It's the rank. Yeah, that's the first thing I tried it. If there's time, also the name tag.
Okay. All right. 9.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, please.
On the subject matter, when they stop you and you come down smiling, they will ask you, are you laughing at us? When you bring your face, they will ask, why are you putting your face? And you call them my friend. They ask you, which day is the way you call friend? Brother Jude, are you aware that in America, the policeman killed Lloyd? Are you aware that he's in prison now?
Okay, it's true.
Are you aware that presently, I highly like the news in your radio station this morning, a three policemen that shot on a car and killed a girl of 8 years. Are you aware that they are in the American court now answering questions? The reason why they do what they do is because this very nation is an unprincipled nation. What? And they come across all the sectors, both military, both civil, and both industrial sectors. And you are aware that this country has been better. If the political functionaries were to be following constitutional law, but they don't do that, they impose their will. Then, are you aware that?
Hold on. I think the narrative is pretty clear. But the question once again, how do you respond, if you are stopped, how do you respond?
There's no way you respond that they will not attack you.
Even if you smile with them.
Even if you smile.
We're asking, even where you smile. Okay, we lost him.
Okay, all right. Jude, you and your colleagues that call yourselves journalists don't know your job. It's only in Nigeria, and everyone feels that everyone feels the police is a Nigerian's problem. It's unfortunate. Monday, please. So what exactly is Nigeria's problem, and what exactly are you referring to?
He seems pretty much picked that perhaps the police is being picked up on today. Every day we talk about different issues, different problems. Every day we talk. And we have so much problems that we don't want fellow citizens to also be giving us trouble. But let me quickly say this also, perhaps, you know, for the position of the police. Sometimes that hardness, that force is necessary. Mm. Because some Nigerians do not behave themselves.
I don't think it's a Nigerian thing. I think some human beings, because even in the West, sometimes the police has to use
some force. No, but ask yourself how regularly that is done. Why I'm saying Nigerians? I'm living here in Nigeria, and I see that sometimes some Nigerians do not. There are some certain simple things that we should just do. But no, we want to do the opposite. And when they now tell them this, if you come all gentlemanly and you say, please, okay, you're not supposed to do this, they will now challenge you. So sometimes force is necessary. But unfortunately, the police should also realize, they should be able to read the situation and see that it's not everybody that you will approach with such same force as you would do. Those who behave badly, do those of us who usually are good and behave normally, do some disservice. Because it's because of what you do, somewhat and somehow, the police now think we are all bad and a force needs to be applied anytime they talk or interact with us.
Hello, Jude. Gift here. There was a day I was driving and I had 450,000 naira under my seat. I was stopped by the police at my one checkpoint for stop and search, and they found the money and my particulars were already expired, and I was rushing for an emergency, and he said my particulars are expired and he cannot let me go until I give him 20,000 naira or we'll go to the station, and he had a gun on him. For fear, right? My fear was that the money I was with, because it was an emergency, so I gave him 10,000 naira, not knowing that his phone fell inside my car, which was worth 70,000 naira. And I had driven off. After a while, he was calling the phone. I picked it up and he told him that he had already bought the phone for 10,000 naira. He begged me. I did not return it.
Well,
wow.
Should have returned the phone.
Yeah, but really, this is amazing. Last year, a soldier told me the reason why he joined the military was to deal with the police. Ooh. He said as a civilian, he was brutalized by the police, and as a soldier now, he has no mercy for the police. He shows them Pepe, Queen. Really? We need to work on that mindset. Mekka says, I will resist them if I'm properly dressed, and I'll call the PPRO of the police, but we shouldn't forget that we are Africans and we avoid dressing like hooligans on the streets of some developed countries. Name tag? What about the ones that cover their name tags?
Then you know they're up to no good. So you've got to be careful. You've got to be psychological in your dealings with them, because if their name tag is not there, meaning the person perhaps intends to do something that is not within the books and expects to get away with it.
Final caller, 93.3.
Yeah.
Oh, penultimate caller. Hello.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. This is Chris. I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
Good morning, Chris.
Yeah, maybe you do know the reason why you see some police officers with a problem covering their uniform. You know?
Tell us.
Do you know the reason why you see many of them with them? Okay, in a situation where a police patrol came to pick me up without anything special or divisional status, no. Who do you think? How do armed robbers operate? If armed robber coming to your house with a dress code like the one of a police officer or a military officer, how can you identify that? And do you normally see them on the road? Military, you see, the first thing they will do, they cover their name because they have info intention to them. So, this is my Jesus, right? The reason why they cover up their name, use them, and it's because of the battle they are about to. And they will tell you, they will shoot you and nothing will happen. What I do at times, I do my safety. When I see that kind of thing, I call most of you. This thing you are doing there is not good. And you know why police are asking, I will not allow you to film and video him. By right, you supposed to video him. Check what is happening. You want to catch me? Yes, fine.
all you have to say, can I video, you can I take record of what you're doing? Mm-hmm. Because you don't know. But he will not allow you to do that. Why? If you smile, you claim. Why won't you allow me to video? You come to my house to arrest somebody. It's been like this when they come to arrest somebody. If of the person will ask, when I'm taking my husband to the evening, is that woman contact time? It's like the type of slap she will receive. What is that? They are meeting your brother, they came to arrest your brother. We still have anybody to ask, sir, where is taking my brother? The way they come, the same way I'm robbed or threat, that's the same way that who is there? So if I am that kind of person, maybe I have something beside me. I pull the trigger out. I'm telling you.
No, we don't advise.
Yes, we should.
Because they will meet force with force.
Exactly. That's
first of all, they should be in the right. Mm-hmm. If they're coming, see, except they are chasing an armed robber, that's when they can just run into your house. Because, see, when a crime is in process, the police have the right to go in anywhere. But if this was premeditated, they should have already had a search warrant, authority giving them to come. So if they come to my house, I have the right to ask. You see, the police should be in the right. They come to my house, I say, gentlemen, how can I help you? Mm. Sir, you're under arrest for so-and-so. Can you produce a search warrant? Because this was not a matter of you chasing me or a crime being in progress. This was a matter of you coming, maybe after careful investigation, so-and-so pointed you, you get a warrant and come for the arrest. So I had the right to ask you. If they produce the paper, oh yeah, guys, sorry, can I put on my slippers? They say, no, you can come like that. Can I put my, no, you can come like, you go with them, you cooperate. If you try to resist, they will meet force with force. That's what should be expected. So sometimes when you hear they say, there was no exchange of gunfire, how can there be exchange of gunfire? They say they came to arrest you and you started shooting at them, they will meet fire with fire. But here's, like I always say, first of all, the police should be in the right so that I can definitely also try to protect my own right. Because I will ask questions. What am I being arrested for? You're wanted in connection with so-and-so. Okay, let me wear my shoe. Let us go.
Well, talk. Keep talking. And that's what saved my life in 2011 when I was returning from Lagos with my new car. I kept reminding them that Nigeria will erupt in fire if anything happened to me after they took us with the new car, in particular to the bush. Wow.
Bush.
Wow. Scary. They changed their mind and brought us back to the road. That's Sunny in Choba. Good morning, Judy, and to you, Carl. There is no cast in stone method to respond to Nigerian policemen. If you know you don't have anybody highly placed in society, don't even give them the impression that you know you're right. Don't ask them questions. That seems to expose their wrongdoing. They detest it. They don't like citizens with complete papers because you are bad market. Salute them countless times. Victor in Port Harcourt. 90.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Good morning, Jude.
Good morning.
Yes, we have the self-development. And the truth is that there is issues and problem with all the sectors, but today we are talking with police. Truly, there is no code or there is no best way to approach them. To me, that name tag have helped me so much. Just in Christmas, I was traveling on the Ogoni Road, and I saw a police officer with the name. And luckily, that name is a name from my place. So I called that name exactly the way we pronounce the name. And automatically, the young man closed my paper bag and gave it back to me and asked me out.
You're his brother.
Yes. So not like only that, my brother, other policemen, calling them by their name have been helping me on the road. But I want to ask you a question. Jude,
yes.
Have you traveled on Lagos, on the east-west road around Ore Agri?
Yes, I have.
The police there, I don't know where they are being trained. I don't know if they actually have human sense. Wow. They are horrible. And they cover their names. So you don't need to, in fact, if they trace to know that you know them, you are even in danger.
That's the word.
The policemen there, I am frequent on that road and I know what I am saying. Somebody can call to testify to it. They are horrible. There is no way you can please them because their motive there is to make money.
But that's a huge worry, finally, Carl.
Yeah.
That there are some areas, that express road, or Lagos or Benin Road, Express Road, there are lots of comments. A lot of the videos that we get to see on social media actually happen on that road.
Yeah.
And people make comments that you don't get to find this frequency in the abuses in Kaduna, in Kano. Why?
You know, in that place perhaps has already been taken as a commercial nerve center. So for those who are posted there, they know what they are doing. We had a problem where even the army, the soldiers, some years back, I think about 4 or 5 years back, if you're going from the airport area, those, you know, that Ilele axis.
Yes.
Now, for the army, the name strip is usually, it's like, if you have those canvas that when you want to tighten it, you know, it's usually sticks.
Yeah.
So that's what the name strip is for, like the army. Most of them had them removed. We had to complain to the spokesperson here in this, and they were to look into it. So you see, when you have that, see, for any of the security agencies, it's clear. It's usually on their uniform. And the reason that is put there is so that you are able to identify the individual. So when you have them remove it, the person is not undercover. It's a checkpoint.
Mm-hmm.
It's not undercover duty. The name tag is supposed to be there. So when they remove it, we complained to the army spokesperson then, and they promised to get to look into it. I think it changed for a while, but we should have the name tags. Anybody who does otherwise, that person is up to something fishy.
Well, like Carl made mention of earlier when we started, we're still trying to see if we can get the PVR here one of these days when she's able to make the appointment so we can get to interact with the public and the police. But in the meantime, please do well to be on the right. Once you're on the right...
Let's be right.
Yes, it reduces the chances of harassment coming through. And please, when you do get harassed, if you ever do, don't cower down. Make complaints. Report. There are so many stories on social media. Even the police themselves have given out reports of erring officers who have been punished. So more needs to be done. That has to be said. Carl, thank you very much for coming through.
Yes, everybody, be right. Do the right thing, first of all. Always be right.
Always be right. Follow on social media at Nigeria Info PH, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Find us there. Be part of the conversations. You can also follow me on Mami Wejude on Twitter as well. Stay well, stay safe.